the days get, you know, longer.
Well, yeah.
Longer, yeah.
So, hello, my audio boo friends. I am here with Michaela, my daughter. It is just after 8 o'clock in the evening. We're walking down to her school.
We're having a star party.
Yes. Michaela's physical education teacher is also an astronomy buff and likes to do some star parties in the parking lot of the school. Usually it's Friday nights, huh?
Yeah, but wasn't there one on Monday?
There was one on Monday, yes, and now he's having another one. A couple of them this week. And it's a beautiful clear night. There's a couple of wispy clouds up there, but nothing that should interfere too badly.
Exactly.
And the moon is a crescent, so that's going to be interesting to see. You know the line across the moon there, you know?
Yeah.
Where it goes from light to dark? Mm-hmm. It's called the Terminator. And, unlike Arnold Schwarzenegger, that Terminator is interesting. So,
okay.
But what's interesting about the Terminator is if you look at the craters right on the Terminator, they cast shadows. It's really interesting.
Hmm.
So.
Do you think we'll be able to see that?
Oh, I'm positive we will.
Too bad you can't see the Horsehead Nebula.
We
don't have the equipment.
No, you need special filters, and you need a really, really dark sky. And honestly, I don't even know where the Horsehead Nebula is. It might even be in the Southern Hemisphere. We wouldn't see it at all. So we'll pause here, and then we'll go to the star party, and maybe I'll record some more at the star party.
That's true. But no, because then there's too many voices.
Oh, it could be.
But anyway.
Okay.
Bye for now.
Bye for now. Yeah, very cool.
Oh my gosh, look at that.
Okay, you see the trees behind it?
Wow, that is just so cool.
The amazing part is that moon's always up there, and we take it for granted all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. With a machine like this.
Oh, yeah.
Yes?
Oh, yeah.
I gotta see this again.
Go right ahead.
Wow, that's just crazy.
Are you serious?
Still there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we'll drive around and tell me if we get lost.
It's kind of getting lost now. Yeah, it's like half there. That is a bit off. Oh, a bit off.
That way?
Yeah.
Better?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's still there, you just need to get a bit.
Do you see any space junk up there? Did they
gas
tanks or anything?
It almost looks like there's like some sort of satellite there. It doesn't look like a crater. It looks like this dish
or star behind it.
You never know, yeah. But it's like right on the moon.
Yeah.
It looks like this bolt almost.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't not play not a crater. Right?
Okay.
You said over there between the two trees is Mars?
That's Mars.
Yeah, there's Mars
right?
Over there.
Over there? Oh, yeah. You can see there's like a red there in the sky. Yeah.
No, but that's not what's happening.
No, I know. It's just it's red.
Yeah.
It's actually that glare that even if we pointed it there, it wouldn't be very clear.
Oh, wait, I want to see the moon on this one. Okay. Oh, sorry, I'm jumping up. Go, guys.
Little first, then
well, no, I thought everyone already
no,
did their
second.
Get out of my way, kid.
You and I are so excited.
We're
like, yeah, awesome.
Oh,
I thought you were doing some sky.
No, 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 I don't have that on you.
Is it cool?
Oh, wow.
Did you guys see the rock from outer space?
What the?
See, he's such a gentleman.
Chivalry's dead. Come on, no one knows that.
Oh my god!
No, it's a moon.
That is.
Isn't that amazing? You see that? What are they doing?
That's incredible. Okay, Dom, go for it.
Anyone?
Go ahead, go ahead.
You've been waiting such a long time.
Yeah, and you're so eager.
I thought it was last round.
Right here. Okay. That's the eyepiece.
I thought it was last round. I thought he was saying, okay, everybody.
Oh, my God. I'm holding my hand so I don't move.
Isn't that amazing? We take it for granted. It's always up there, but yeah.
2 seconds.
2 seconds. That's pretty cool. I've seen the rock. I held the rock actually before. I was the first person to hold the rock.
It was petrified food.
Daddy's got the edge.
Okay.
Because he needs to see what he's doing.
Well, they're dropping the plane as much as Russia and
you see it?
I need to find most of them.
See? Wait, hold on. So I don't. Oh, yeah.
Maybe on the ice.
Oh, you can see the flag.
He's already like, we'll have a look at Mark over there. And then we'll go to one more thing.
Okay, we're good for the moon?
It's launched out, I think.
Is it?
We're good. What, the flag?
Yeah.
From what?
Oh, good point. Washed out. I meant faded by the sun.
Oh, guys, faded by the sun.
If you sneeze in this end, Mr. Seal, that's it.
Well, I didn't know what you were pointing at. Oh, you are going for Mars.
Well, okay. We're here. We're here as well.
Yeah, definitely. Getting a lot of glare, but
I know.
That's okay.
You guys.
Hey, those people are watching The Simpsons. Actually, the most interesting thing was a fly on the end of the wind that scared.
A fly? Oh, my.
Actually, if you could see anybody, they'd be upside down and backwards. That's okay.
Well, you're looking through this at the moon, and then something big and black comes across in front of you.
What the?
Wasn't in focus, eh? All right, it's going to be a little tricky here.
Yeah.
I need to go look at Mars.
Okay, Alex, have a quick look at Mars here.
Okay.
It's not going to look really super sharp and focused, but you can definitely see the color of it.
I can see a color here.
So what's the schedule there?
Oh, wow, yeah.
We
need
to hire a smoke clear.
So we'd have to come back to the tree in the morning.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the poles?
Yeah. Seen the snow cap.
Yeah.
And I thought I could see what's called Syrtis Major. It's the canyons.
Okay. What Lowell originally called the canals,
canals,
right?
Yeah. Can you imagine what that must have, the reaction to that must have been?
Finally! Help me down!
See it?
There you go.
Good.
Okay,
go ahead.
Yeah, it's starting to, it's way off to the side, yeah. Not nearly as impressive as the moon, eh?
No. Not even as impressive as Jupiter. There's no moons around it, and it's kind of a red blob.
Well, yeah, you get to sort of see, is it sort of red on one side and then white down the middle? Or is that...
It could be an optical. It could also be because you see it's low on the horizon, so we're getting a lot of the washed light up from the city, and especially that's Montreal going towards downtown and that. So
Must be times of the year where it's
like a lot of people are more impressive. At night, there's like stars.
Yeah, yeah. You get completely lost.